to India. It's provoked, though, a backlash in Russia, at least when it comes to some male television anchors.
Открытость и пресловутая политкорректность.
The openness and the notorious political correctness that have been foisted on people in the West with a persistence worthy of the Bolsheviks has resulted in breathtaking, unprecedented hypocrisy. How long will this public madness last?
As I see it, to become the next US president, you've got to be an obvious impotent, limbless so you can't touch women, a mute so you can't make salacious jokes, and blind so you can't leer at them lasciviously.
A woman who becomes president stops being a woman. I will explain. If someone is working around the clock and not seeing any daylight, it's difficult to remain a woman.
Voices from Russian television. Let's speak to the BBC senior Idrisova, who is in Moscow. Some fairly strong words from those guys there, senior. How common are those kind of sentiments about sexual harassment?
Hello. Unfortunately, such remarks are fairly common in Russia because Russian society is patriarchal and we've got a clear division of gender roles and conservative family values. So the TV only mirrors such attitudes that are prevalent in the society. Feminist ideas are usually seen as something alien, negative, usually imposed from the West. And it's even Western feminist movement has even been called militant feminism. And it's almost seen as a fashion trend by some state TV presenters.
And is it state TV particularly that we're talking about here?
Yes, we are talking about national TV channels and talk shows.
What is the general public's view of these things? Presumably a fairly large number of people chime with the views we just heard. Is there any expression of opposition to that and support for the fight against sexual harassment?
Well, unfortunately, such views are relatively accepted in Russian society, and a woman's place is seen in the kitchen, and basically, a woman's main mission is seen as being a mother, and is frowned upon if she embarks on a so-called male path, such as to pursue a career. It's almost seen as a whim. So when she does that, she's seen less feminine and less of a woman, as we've heard in the remarks.
And yet, there is a female candidate for the presidency when it comes around fairly shortly, Ksenia Sobchak. Where does she fit into this narrative?
Ksenia Sobchak is a socialite, so she's basically announced recently that she will be running for Russian president. And although people asked in the streets what they thought about that, interestingly, that even women said that that wasn't what a woman was supposed to do, that she should not be president and they would not vote for her.
How much of this is about, as you suggested a little earlier, a kind of anti-Western sentiment?
It's seen as just alien ideas to the Russian public, although the attitudes are changing gradually, especially in big cities such as Moscow and St. Petersburg. Although you can still experience that, for example, what if you come to a doctor and a doctor can tell you that if you haven't had kids by the age of 25, you're considered a late mother after that.
Okay.
So such ideas are prevalent.
Senior Idrisova from the BBC in Moscow, thanks very much indeed for joining us.